But it's great to see mayors from across the globe coming together at the World Mayor City Summit, sharing best practices. Giving examples of what we're doing in our respective cities. So Eduardo, the mayor here, has learnt from our low emission zone, the ultra low emission zone, the world's largest. We've managed to bring our air within lawful limits in 9 years rather than 200. He's got it here now. We're learning from Eduardo and Rio how they're adapting their city to deal with excess heat, a big issue, with London now seeing temperatures north of 40 degrees. A good example of hope, dynamism, energy, which we hope feeds into COP30 in Berlin.
So who is right on the best city?
Well, I think Rio is definitely the second greatest city in the world.
There are always people who will say, you've got a lot going on in London, why are you all the way here in Rio? There's a couple of prisoners that have escaped from Wandsworth Prison. Are you in the right place, or should you be back at home?
But we've seen in London on a daily basis the consequences of air pollution, consequences of excess heat causing premature deaths, the consequences of our over-reliance on fossil fuel. We're turning that crisis into an opportunity, not just dealing with the issue of air pollution, with the world's first and largest ultra-low emission zone, but also creating good green jobs, whether it's making the electric buses, making the electric taxis, installing the electric vehicle charging points, installing the solar panels and the insulation. I think it's important to chew and walk at the same time. I've been in touch with the police today, of course, in relation to the challenges caused by those two men escaping. The police are working incredibly hard. In the past, we've seen the great British public, Londoners, contacting the police when they see somebody who shouldn't be out on the streets. And I'm confident this time as well, Londoners will cooperate with the police.
You're here, Prime Minister's here, that's the first time. Ed Miliband's here. A lot of Labour support for the Prince of Wales tonight.
Well, listen, I'm so proud to see the Prince of Wales, Prince William, showing the world how the Earthshot is bringing forward innovators, bringing forward wonderful men and women with great ideas. And the private sector, young people, are part of the solution. And I've been, you know, blown away with the response the Earthshot has received here in Brazil and in South America. The first one, of course, was held in London. Like with many things, where London leads, others follow.
Just finally, Zohan Mandami, a raving communist or someone you can work with?
Well, I think what's really important is at a time when people are not just debating policies and scrutinising his policies, but bringing in his religion, his ethnic origin, trying to divide that great city. You saw an example of a great campaign leading to New Yorkers choosing hope over fear, choosing unity over division. I think New York is a great, great city, like London, liberal, progressive, multicultural and successful. The antithesis of all the things that the opponents of ethnic minority mayors, religious minority mayors, Muslim mayors, successful cities are.
And two Muslim mayors now and two great cities.
Well, listen, New York and London are sister cities. I genuinely think we, as London, share more in common with New York than many cities across Europe. Why? We're global cities. Why? We're liberal, we're progressive, we're multicultural. But also we're successful, and I'm looking forward to working closely with Mayor Mamdani, as I did with Mayor Adams, Mayor Bill de Blasio, and Mayor Mike Bloomberg.
Thanks, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.